Hey everyone, welcome to Real Estate and Coffee. This is Sarah.
Hello, this is Andrew.
And today we're going to cover the one question a home inspector should never answer.
Ooh.
So when we meet with realtors, we hear a lot of, you know, the last guy cost me this deal, or, you know, the last guy, you know, said...
Scared the crap out of my clients.
Right.
That's one too.
Or without being asked, said, I wouldn't buy this, you know? Dude, we'll get back to him later. But it is such an unfair question. It is such a huge loaded question with zero information. So you, just on a very basic level as a home inspector, cannot answer that question.
Okay.
Even with everything you know about the house, you can't answer it.
You're already really excited, but you haven't said what the question is.
Oh. Should I buy this house?
Oh.
Ooh.
Would you buy this house?
Would you feel safe buying this house?
Would you move your family into this house? That's another one.
I mean...
Any variation of that
question. I could say yes to all of those. If... You know, details are irrelevant because I just ran through 20 scenarios in my head as we were talking. And yeah, depending on the situation.
When's
move-in day? Is budget not an option? Yeah. Is there a zero budget? I have like a bajillion dollars in my account. Mm-hmm. Focus for this. You know, I mean, it's just a loaded question. So you talk there for a moment as a home inspector.
First of all, our code of ethics in North Carolina, but also codes of ethics in other organizations and other states, say that that's not something you as a home inspector should do. You are not to comment on the marketability or the purchasability of a house. That's for a licensed real estate agent to deal with.
And because the realtor has already sat with the client getting their goals, their finances, you know, they have a view of what all of those things are, very detailed. And while the client's with you during the home inspection, which is like the most time you spend with a client, if they're even there, they're not sharing with you anything.
The home inspector does not know the whole story.
Yeah.
The home inspector doesn't need to know the whole story.
No, and not for nothing, but they know nothing about the lending and the parameters there. They don't know any of the goals or the person's financial situation,
mm-hmm.
and financial goals for this property. So if you just think about it from a very basic level, that question cannot be answered.
And it cannot be answered without bias.
And a home inspection.
A home inspection is supposed to be a third-party, unbiased process.
Repeat that.
The home inspection is supposed to be a third-party, unbiased process.
So if you love the house, you hate the house, or you don't care a flip about the house, just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. I have no opinion. No.
You can compliment it.
Just be Mr. Spock. You know?
You're not there for...
It would be logical to buy this house.
You're not their conscience. You're not their ethics. You're not their... You just ethically should keep it quiet.
Yeah, and I think as a home inspector, you should prepare what you're going to say. Because if you're not careful, that question, if you haven't prepared, will catch you off guard. And I can't speak for everybody, knee-jerk comment on whether you would or wouldn't.
Or you could be aware that you shouldn't answer this. Hopefully you are. And can stammer. And the stammering might unnecessarily worry the client.
Yes.
So be prepared to say, I don't have all the information of your story, your background. I just can't answer that fairly.
Yeah. It's something that should be, you know, hey, here's your home inspection report. This is really for you and your agent to sit down and decide together. So I think that's the best approach.
Yeah. And if somebody who is, you know, you have people who don't use realtors, so they didn't have that person to sit down with and get all the goals out, like get it all in writing, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it's out there and the person is keeping you within the parameters, guiding you through the process. Some people refuse to work with someone to help them. That's their, you know, choice. And some people in that situation don't even have a mortgage broker. So there was not even, I mean, I would think go to the mortgage broker because they're the one lending you money. Mm-hmm. And so ultimately, if you borrow money to purchase a home, the mortgage broker is making that call. But there are some people with cash and they ask the home inspector and it's still like...
It's still not a good question to ask. It's not the right person to ask.
It's not the right person to ask.
I understand where you're coming from if you're asking a home inspector this, because they're the generalist. They are the family physician of the house world. And so you're asking the question because here's somebody who knows a lot about a house and just did a thorough comb through of the house.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask what he thinks. You know, what would he do if he were in my position?
But he doesn't know what your position is.
And this is...
Like 10 times out of 10, you don't tell the home inspector.
Right. It's not... you're trying to put the home inspector in your shoes, or you're trying to put yourself in the home inspector's shoes. It just... It's not a good practice. It's not... It's just... Ultimately, it's not a fair question. You're not going to get the... You're, even if the home inspector were to, you know, out of...
great discernment, answer you the answer you wanted...
Even if the home inspector does, what are you hoping to get? You know, ultimately, what are you trying to get out of that question? I would buy this house, sure, or no, I wouldn't buy this house. Like, what's going to happen? What's the outcome of that? What are you hoping for? Because if the home inspector says, oh no, I wouldn't buy this house, it's going to scare the living crap out of you, and you're probably not going to buy the house.
Or do you feel safe in this house? Or would you move your family into this house? And when I say those things, like, it's many different scenarios pop in my head, and I can answer absolutely yes to each and every one, but I'm not telling you all the justifications and the time spans and the money that I just went through in my head. But yes, if there is a house that needs about several thousand dollars worth of repairs to move in, yes, I'd move my family in. But I'm not telling you that I'm not going to move in right away and that I'm going to stay in my current house or I'm going to rent somewhere in the meantime. Like, mm-hmm. There are so many different factors to that question that there's so much not being said. And it's just an unwise exchange. Yeah. Your home inspector is not the person you go to get that settled in your mind. They're just there to show you what's up with the house.
Unbiased.
Period. Unbiased. Like,
no emotion. That's the point. But I think it's okay for a home inspector to give certain opinions when asked. So questions instead of would you buy this house or would you move into this house or would you bring your family into this house?
I don't like the neighborhood. I mean, I'm kidding.
You know, first the home inspector can say, are you offering? or how much are you going to sell it for? Instead... You know, ask, you know, if the home inspector has pointed out to you a safety hazard, then you could say, well, what would you do about that? What should we do about that? You know,
offer a solution.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, because I've pointed out, okay, the hot water is 130 degrees. That's a scalding hazard. And to a person with small children, that's
a
big deal.
Parent, yeah.
Or somebody who's elderly, that's a big deal. To some guy in his, you know, late 20s and he's single and he likes really hot showers, he's like, okay,
I love
no big
that
deal.
Temperature. Yeah, that'd be great.
No big deal.
Adjust it.
The point is like each, like these questions are going to be different for everybody.
Yeah.
And so be more specific, I would say.
Be very specific.
You know, what do we do about, just what would you do about that? Or what would you suggest that we do about that? Or who do we call about that? What's the solution to this? Because there's really no house that it's unfair to the house to say, yeah, I would move in, or no, I wouldn't move in. It's not fair to the house because
yeah, the poor house, Tito. Come on.
Because there's always there's no such thing as a perfect house. There's always something wrong with a house. And home inspection reports look a lot scarier than they really are. And
I think
it's just
people,
not fair.
Like during the rundown, I think they might feel pressured because they have you in this moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got this guy, he's here, I've got my agent here, if they have an agent. And so I think part of it may be, like, I feel crunched on time to ask something. So because I can't think of it, I'm just going to ask, will you buy this? And I just want to remind you, I mean, for us, I'll just speak for us. You don't have to think of everything at the rundown. We're more right. than happy to get together with you via Google Duo and go through the report again. Yeah. If something, if you're looking over it, oh, I forgot to ask him about that. I need, what does that mean? Like, is that an issue? And you start, you know, one, it's color-coded and very important, moderately important, not important, but eventually, you know, just get to this on your weekend. Like, it's not important at all. Mm-hmm. Just text or call and we'll schedule a time to talk again.
Yeah.
It's really like, just relax, you know, it's yeah. a stressful process. We're not going to be, oh, I'm never going to talk to you again. I got you.
Like, right. Yeah. It's not like, oh, you know, I've got the inspector for 15 minutes. I'm never going to see him again for the rest of my life. What do I say?
No, it's okay. You can call 2 years from now after you've been in the house and something pops up that, you know what I mean? Like, it's okay. Yeah. Just, you have our number.
Yeah. That's and there are a lot of inspectors that are like that. So, oh, that's a,
you were asked this question.
I was asked this question.
You were.
I was asked, I'll tell the story. I was asked, would you feel, I won't say it verbatim because I don't remember it, but it was something along the lines of, would you feel comfortable, would you feel safe in this house, or would you feel comfortable moving into this house? You know, they knew that we had spoken a little bit, and they had asked, you know, they knew that I had a family and, you know, two small kids, and they had small children, so we were same stage of life, and they're like, would you feel comfortable buying this house? Or do, yep. Do you see any reason to not buy this house? Like something like that. And they asked me in front of the agent. The agent is there, which like at first I'm like I feel bad for the agent because it, like the agent might be going, you should have asked me right. that. Yeah. Hello, standing right here.
Right.
And so it was kind of like an awkward, like
kind of what I do.
Like I looked at the agent just to try to gauge a reaction because I'd never worked with this agent before. And I punted and I said, you know, that's not really something I can answer for you. That's, you know, I'm not supposed to, you know, really comment on that. And then the agent just kind of gave me, hey, you know, it's okay. They're just kind of asking for an off the record opinion. Like, what do you think? And you know,
treading in some rough shallows, in my opinion. I mean, I could answer yes to anything. So I'm just like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. And so, you know, I said, you know, this house is actually very similar to the one that we live in now.
And that's true.
And, you know, it wasn't, oh yeah, yeah, I'd move in tomorrow. And it wasn't, no, I'd do some work in here first. It was, you know, we live in a house that's very, very similar to this. That has a lot going on, and we had issues that we had to fix before we moved in. You know, that's and that was really the extent of it.
Yeah.
And that was enough.
And I've told this story so many times, but I'm going to tell it again. When we purchased this house, the foundation was bowing. And
yeah, it was like going inward.
And it's a brick home, structural brick all around. And Kenai, the Kenai of your father who inspected our home, noticed something was up. And
you saw horizontal cracking.
Ah.
Yeah, horizontal
see?
Cracking.
To me, I'm like, you know, not the home inspector.
You go
like,
down there, it's still kind of hard to see
like,
it.
He, like, somehow noticed, like, the wall was this, you know. But, see, this is why the home inspector is on the show. yeah, he noticed the cracking. We had an engineer come out who's fantastic, unfortunately retired.
Is he retired?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
So.
I just gave his number to somebody yesterday.
I told you he was retired.
I forgot.
Okay, he'll refer. It's fine.
But yeah, he came out.
He came out. He was and great. Obviously, the mortgage lender was like, that needs to get taken care of prior to move in. Because here's the thing about that. Don't get mad at your mortgage lender because they're going to lend you money on something and try to make money. You know, that's the whole thing. And if the house falls apart and the mortgage is done, they've not made any money. And so, and honestly, not for nothing.
They lost money.
And are they going to sleep at night knowing that you walked into something that's dangerous? No. You know? So they are looking out for everyone's best interest when it comes to issues with a property. Mm-hmm. So this was a big issue and it needed to get addressed before we closed. And I think we were a week out of our final due diligence. right?
We were like 2 days before clear to close.
It was sweaty. And yeah, so it worked out though, because God's amazing. And the Carolina Foundation Solutions.
Yeah, Carolina Foundation Solutions
had an opening because they were scheduled out 2 weeks. This was like May.
They had a crew that was going to like Greensboro or something
Raleigh.
Like that. Yeah, Raleigh. And they just, and they're like, you know what?
We'll stop over.
We'll come in first thing in the morning on the way there.
And they did. And they did a fantastic job, and our house is structurally sound again.
And here we are, alive to tell the tale.
And we didn't even have the closing date pushed.
Nope.
And we're still clear to close. So, super big finding. Like, that's like, oh, that's huge. Like, that's like blinking neon lights big. But it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
You broke the news to me in a very nice way, because I was like, you know,
well, because worst case scenario. Because here's why. Here was the thing, is that the structural engineer, who was also a home inspector, when he came out and he's looking at it, instead of going, oh man, you know, the foundation is going to collapse, that information was conveyed to me that eventually this house is going to fall down.
Yeah, if we don't address it, this house will fall.
Right, but he was very calm, didn't break stride, and he led off with a solution. You know, this used to cost, you know, $20,000 to fix or more. You know what they have now? They got these carbon fiber straps you can put up. And let's see, we're going to do one here, and he's looking around. He's drawn on a piece of
structural engineer. A home inspector wouldn't be able to do this, just FYI, but he was a structural engineer.
Yeah, he literally drew out plans. So he was
literally able to, draw out very detailed plans. And Andrew brought that to me. And I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
He's like, these straps will cost you $400 or $500 a piece.
And thankfully, I didn't understand real estate at the time. So I was like, well, that's getting done before I move in, because I'm not moving in with bunch of technicians going on in the basement, and I've got like a 9-month-old. I'm like, all I cared about was nap time. I'm like, I'm not having these guys interfere with my nap time. And the lender was like, oh no, you won't, because you're not getting the house until this is fixed.
Right.
So it worked out.
Yeah. But I just thought it was a great delivery of information. This was a huge issue. This is what we in the biz call a material defect. And it was very material. We were about to not get financing because of it.
Yeah.
But
which means we weren't going to be able to sell our home to the woman who literally we're in the middle of her due diligence period.
Yeah. So this was going to be a huge thing. But instead of being scared away, we got presented with a solution, with a practical solution. Whereas, you know, somebody who didn't have the bedside manner and the poise that this veteran did would have scared us away, because you know you were freaked out because I'm not moving in with a foundation.
Like, that sucks. I love the house, but I'm not moving in.
Yeah,
obviously.
I mean, you were ready to.
I was done.
And yeah, and so like that's how delicate a situation like that can be, but if you provide the solution, hey, here it is. And it was done in like an unbiased sort of way. It was just the facts were presented. He didn't give his opinions.
Yeah.
He gave facts. And I thought that was, that's a key takeaway. And that's actually something that was conveyed to us by an agent that we spoke to, you know, just give the facts.
Yeah.
And that's all
we're paid for. When we're hired to come out to do a home inspection or a commercial inspection, the person's hiring us for your experience, your expertise, and your report of the findings for them.
Yes.
So they want facts. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, in our culture, it's so, it's become so normal to confuse opinion with facts that I think that might be where people get caught up, because it just, you and I are very in our head when it comes to just life. You know what I mean? Like, we're just very thought led.
And we're not relative.
Not at all.
Like, the truth is not relative.
We're very literal. And it's just sometimes to a fault literal. But I think that's where people get confused. We're just so used to our opinion. And like, even like, you know, commenting something, you're literally just commenting your thoughts.
Yeah. You can present facts without
opinionating. On the home inspection report, there is no inspector's comments.
Right. Inspector's opinion section.
You won't find it.
It's like on the news. News analysis. That's not news analysis. It's opinion.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's what that is.
No, I know. Right, I know. Like, I'm just saying that's a good case to my point. There was a time where sharing your opinion as fact was extremely taboo. And those days are like long gone. I actually don't remember them. But I think they were probably before our time.
Might have been.
You know? But yeah, I think that's where it comes from. Like, there's this arrogance in the entitlement to share our opinion, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, we boast ourselves, we lift ourselves up on these platforms.
It's a narcissism.
It is a form. Yeah, it's like a form of narcissism where it's like our opinion must be stated.
Yeah, which has been exacerbated by social media.
Right. And in our culture, like, if you're not on social media, I mean, the news people are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're used to being inundated with opinion and thought, and the facts are just not being supported.
And not just opinion, but strong
opinions. Yes. Everybody's way is the right way. And, you know, let everybody have their own way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, their own way of raising their family, doing their business. Like, so long as your mission is to serve and be ethical, how you go about being of service and ethical and of course within the realms of being ethical in the means to an end. Like, if the means to an end don't match your values and your principles, then they don't justify the end result, right? But I think because of our culture is the way it is, it's why we've been hearing so much of this, you know? And so to the home inspector, if you're out there and you're inspecting a home that you just don't really jive with, if you've been used to inspecting really nice homes.
If you don't get along with this house.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't go out to dinner with this house.
If you don't want to court this house, or you just want to be done with the inspection because it's just a lot and you're getting grumpy or whatever, check yourself. Okay? You're not buying this house. This person has put a pretty sizable deposit. In this market especially, it's extremely competitive. The fact that they are here today getting the home inspection done says a lot about where they are with the house.
They want the house.
Tread lightly. Just stay aware of that. And I promise you, if they don't ask you, keep your mouth shut. Like, they don't, your opinion is not important to them.
Your opinion is nobody's business.
Yeah, like, you may want to share it, but, you know, I mean, go tell someone, text someone, don't post about it. Like, just
lay out the facts.
Just lay out the facts. Just, like, self-control.
Yeah. They need to form their own opinion
of
the house.
You don't have to read the room about this. Like,
right.
Like I said, it is a crazy market here in North Carolina. Like, it's, you know, it's winding down, but it's still pretty nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get an offer accepted because of the, you know, buyers to, you know, ratio to what's available. So the fact that you're there says a lot. And regardless of if they're like me and they're just not emotionally attached to the house and they could walk away at any moment, or if they're, you know, attached to it, mm-hmm. if somebody doesn't ask you, would you live here? Do you feel safe here? You know, is it going to cost me a lot? You can't answer that either. You don't know what a lot is. Just, I can't answer that. It's the best way you can answer that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody can answer that except you and your agent. You guys sit down. Here's the report. Do your thing. You don't have to be, I think you can, it's very easy to politely punt this question. You don't have to say, hey, I'm not allowed to say that. Hey, my code of ethics says no, or, my insurance company would kill me if I, you don't have to talk about your liability, yada, 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 yada.
Yeah, don't get panicked. It's cool.
Because this is not an attack on your liability. This is not a liability thing.
The client doesn't not have a clue about that.
Yeah. We haven't, this whole time, we haven't talked about what your liability is. That's not the important thing here. The important thing is that it's not a fair question. You're not going to be able to give a fair answer to that question. So instead of answering it, either redirect and help the client ask a better question, or answer it in such a way as if they asked the better question.
I just had a really funny visual in my head of a home inspector being asked, so would you live here with all the stuff, you know, that you, you know, this seems like a lot. Just sit down and be like, so is Disney World expensive to you? Because that's going to tell me all I need to know about your financial situation. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because money is subjective. Money is a tool. And if somebody makes like 50 grand a year, you don't know. If they make like 150 grand a year, you don't know. That person with the 50 grand might be able to get the house more than the person with 150, because the person with the 50 probably better with money. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter how much you make, is my point. Money is subjective. It's a tool. And do we behave in our disciplines with that tool? Or do we not? And so there are so many things you just don't know, mm-hmm. that the realtor knows, that the mortgage broker knows, that you as the home inspector or anybody else that comes along, the GC, whoever comes in, the pest inspector that gets asked this question, we don't know. Money is such a subjective tool. Mm-hmm. So, and we don't know if this person's, they might have the money. They might have more than enough money to get this house and, you know, revamp it. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't want to spend that money. You know, so yeah. It is not for you to answer. And it is as simple as that. Don't let your pride or the fact that you were at, like, you know what I mean? Just, yeah. I can't answer that. I'm sorry. I just don't know.
Yeah. Well, and I've inspected houses where I've gone in. I'm like, oh my God, this is a nightmare.
And it was fine with the client.
Yeah, because the client.
Totally fine.
Yeah. I remember, like, I was freaking out.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, like, how am I going to break this news to this client? So, like, I don't know. I was, like, an hour into this particular inspection. I called the agent. And I said, hey, so you might want to start lining up contractors now. But I called the agent because I said, okay, I got like a lot of bad news already. Like, I just wanted to prepare you so we can talk to the client. And they're like, oh, it's okay. You know, they're planning on stripping it down and, you know, it's bank owned. And I was like, oh, thank God. So
much.
Hey, there's another thing, home inspectors, when in doubt, when you're in that moment, call the agent that you're working with. You guys are partners.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yes.
You guys are partners. You're working together.
The realtor is your buddy.
Yes.
Yeah. Take care of them.
Yeah, the realtor is your client and your colleague kind of all rolled into one. So
yeah.
Take advantage.
Not kind of.
Not take advantage.
They are. But take advantage of that situation.
Use that relationship of, and you know, cultivate that and say, hey, I want to bounce something off of you. You know, I think, agents, I don't want to speak for you, but I think the agent is going to really appreciate that phone call. Just, hey, heads up. I got some bad news. Like, what do you want to do about this? Or how would you like me to word this to your client? You know, how do you want to approach this? Do you want to talk to them or you want me to?
That's happened too.
Yeah. I had to do that several times.
Yeah. So. Do you take care not to ask unanswerable questions? Because, dude. Anyway, you guys have a great week.